well known in Donegal. Many houses have defective blocks over the last number of years, thousands of houses, at a huge cost to remediate to the state. And then on top of that, a huge cost in terms of impacts to the family lives of the individuals. And now we're here as a council looking to build maybe 1,000 or more houses ourselves and repair our own houses. So what we're trying to do is to make sure we don't repeat that problem on blocks. And we fully recognise the blocks that we understand the past. We're all certified to the Irish standards, but yet and all, they didn't work out. And meanwhile, the government, along with NSAI, are reviewing the Irish block standards for use in Ireland. But that's not coming quick enough to deal with our social housing that we have to now build at pace. So what we've done is, as an interim measure, we've adopted a more restrictive specification here locally, and we put that in our tender documents. We're trying to reduce some of the known deleterious materials, as insofar as we know, and we wouldn't claim to be experts in terms of the concrete technology materials, but from what we know, we're trying to limit some of the factors. And we put that in our specification. And we've said anyone, and we're dealing directly with contractors, not directly with the quarries, but we're saying anyone who can meet that or equal, very acceptable. But they do have to work through a geologist who would know that, those types of things for the materials. And we've laid out the specification. We've also named one quarry, and that's right, because it gives some idea where you can get these blocks. But we're not limiting to that. We're saying they're approved equal. And there's a matter then for the contractor and who they go to actually make an attempt to meet that. And we're willing to work with anyone in terms of trying to meet that.
This has been interpreted in some quarters as effectively the council freezing out all other quarries apart from the one that it has specifically named. Are you effectively saying that's not the case, that the council is quite happy to do business with anyone, but that will be contingent on very restrictive and very stringent conditions with regards to the composition of those blocks being met?
That's exactly it, yeah. And for a council here, we want as many suppliers as we can. There's a huge need for quarries and block suppliers all across the county. But we're trying to act in the public interest here to do the best to not repeat the problems of the past, which aren't made too well or fully defined yet scientifically. So what we're saying is the specification we've outlined, if anyone can meet those and show they can meet them by using their geologists, we're happy to do business with them. But it must meet those or have a position with us where they can show us that it's simply adequate enough there. So, no, we want everyone in. And we named one. That was more to at least tell a prospective tenderer that that's one place you can get them, and then they may work to get others as well. And I would say from the meeting yesterday, we did agree to meet the Construction Industry Federation and possibly GSI on the geology, and NSAI to see if we can bring further clarity.
As you said, we are still awaiting revised standards to be announced by the government. Have you had any indication from either then or the NSAI as to when those standards will be published and will then create what will be a real level playing field across the board?
Well, yeah. I suppose the announcement was made in 2022 that work will be undertaken. We thought they may emerge towards the end of last year. And the truth is we don't really know. We don't control that. But the hope would be that they'd come out during 2024. And then, as I said, we're doing this as an interim measure, hopefully, to try and protect the public interest. And we understand the difficulty it creates in places. But what no one wants is to have houses built that repeat the problems of the past.